Life could be about to get a little harder for backyard farmers. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. A law passed in 1981 protects Michigan farmers from nuisance lawsuits. It's called Right to Farm. It was created to protect farmers from angry neighbors who were moving out into rural areas from cities. At the moment, the law also protects people who raise chickens and other animals in their backyards. Wendy Banka lives in Ann Arbor. She has 7 chickens living in a coop in her backyard.
Beautiful. These are like show quality salmon Favarels. They're a rare heritage breed. And they are beautiful birds. They're a very pleasant, friendly, nice breed. Very quiet, usually. They're unaccustomed to company.
She says she sits at a desk all day and wanted to get outside more.
The connectedness that you get from having just a few livestock is really enormous, and it makes a big difference in my life. And I just think it's a terrific hobby, much more enriching than I would have expected.
Banka is the president of the Michigan Small Farm Council. She's worried about proposed changes that would remove right-to-farm protection from backyard farms like hers. State officials say the changes would not make it illegal for people to keep chickens in their backyards. That decision would fall into the hands of local zoning boards. Wendy Banka argues it could put some small farmers out of business.
The authority to make that choice will be in the hands of the townships and the cities, and many, many, many of them will say no agriculture in our borders.
Yesterday, a state agricultural board held a meeting on this issue. Jake Neer is the Capitol reporter for the Michigan Public Radio Network, and he was at that meeting. Hey, Jake.
Hey, Rebecca.
Why do ag officials want to make these changes?
Well, they say that the Right to Farm Act was crafted at a time when basically a bunch of city slickers were deciding to move out to the boonies to live nice, peaceful, serene lives on the countryside. But what a lot of these people didn't really grasp, they say, was that the agricultural operations they were moving right next to were big, noisy, dirty, and smelly. So state lawmakers thought they needed to pass some protections for those farms so they didn't get bogged down in legal issues. But now the state says the opposite is happening. Now farms, at least on a very small scale, are starting to move into residential, urban, and suburban areas. So the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development says maybe these small residential operations shouldn't be covered by this right to farm law that was written to protect big industrial farms. And the department's chief deputy director, Gordon Wank, tried to explain that at the Agriculture Commission meeting.
As we've seen more small animals moving into livestock, moving into more residential areas, it was clear that we needed to address that, since that was something that was not being addressed.
There's been a lot of opposition to these proposed changes. Is there any talk of some kind of compromise here?
Well, Wank says he wants to look into putting something new together, some new standards dealing specifically with these residentially zoned small-scale farms. And that's something that the farmers themselves seem to generally support, but they're skeptical that the state will actually follow through.
And now, none of this has been made final yet, right?
That's correct. I think that the language is still being worked on. They have committees kind of crafting the language, and they'll put together something final next month, and then the commission will make their decision, their final decision next month. At least that's what we're expecting at this point.
All right. Jake Neer is the Capitol reporter with the Michigan Public Radio Network. Thank you.
Thanks, Rebecca.
And that's today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.